At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Long Shots, VSiN's premier golf betting podcast. Here's Matt Brown, Wes Reynolds, and Kelly Bidlin.
Hello, and welcome to VSiN's Long Shots. This is Matt Brown. I'm solo this week here on Long Shots, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the WGC Dell match play and maybe how to attack that just a tad. And of course, we'll talk a little bit about last week. Hopefully, you were listening in and you were able to capitalize on that. And if you did, I'm going to go ahead and ask you before we get started right now, hit that pause button, go down, hit the little 5-star review thing. Go ahead if you want to leave a few comments in there. That would be great as well. Do appreciate all the support from you guys out there. It's free for you to do. It's your free support of the show. So do please help us climb up those charts. Do appreciate that a ton. Yes, so we are coming off of hitting an outright this past week. If you were listening, unfortunately, it might have been the one that you left off of your card if you do normally tail, because I said it wasn't one that was backed up by numbers, but more backed up by just a feel that I have that this guy was ready to break out and certainly could do it in a field that was a little shallower than normal. And that is exactly what happened. Taylor Moore gets it done for us at 60-1. So hopefully you did have that in your account. If you look this past week, I mean, listen, a lot of the name guys were up there and competing, right? And that's something that I think we'll have to look at when we see these events that don't necessarily have the strongest of fields. I mean, Tommy Fleetwood was one of the short shots. He was T3. Jordan Spieth was one of the short shots. He was T3. Sam Burns, back-to-back winner, even though he hadn't been playing his best, was one of the shorter shots. He was outright sixth. So you see these guys, the bigger name guys. I mean, even Justin Thomas, who played pretty poorly, was T10 in this. And so these guys are definitely going to compete in these weaker fields. They might not necessarily come out on top, and that might be where we try to make our money, right? It's just kind of placement marketing these bigger name guys in these weaker fields and then trying to hit an outright with one of these other guys, which is ended up what happened for us there with Taylor Moore. Big birdies on 15 and 16 for him, and was able to hit a pretty decently long par putt on 18 to stay at 10 under, and that's exactly what got it done for him. So do appreciate the outright there win on Taylor Moore. So again, these non-elevated events, non-major stuff like that might be where we try to make our money this season, you know, the big time money anyway. This week, it is a different type of tournament. As you well know, we're heading over to the Austin Country Club, and it is going to be match play format. Now, this tournament is going to likely go away, at least in its current form for sure, but Maybe they figure out a way to get it back onto the tour in maybe a modified format. Really, the problem is this is just a ratings nightmare for television, because while the early rounds are super exciting, obviously, as guys get eliminated, then you start to whittle down the field and there's just less golf action to show on the television. One of the things you don't realize as you're watching a golf broadcast is, like, you know, it's going from shot to shot to shot to shot to shot to shot because you're flipping between guy to guy to guy to guy to guy. Well, you don't have that luxury once you get down to four people in a match play tournament, right? I mean, it is, you can only show four different guys with four different shots, and after they hit their shot, you know, there's a couple minutes, a few minutes in between shots. And that is the downfall to one of these match play tournaments from a broadcasting perspective. Maybe they can figure out how to do some sort of consolation bracket, you know, to keep a lot of action going, whatever. There's got to be something here. And I get why they had to move on from this format, because like I said, I mean, you get to what should be the good part, which is like the final four, and actually the ratings, television ratings, just absolutely tank, because unless you're a super hardcore golf fan, just, you know, minutes between shots and things like that just don't make for good television, just does not make for a good viewing experience. So hopefully they figure out a way to kind of spice this up and get it back on tour. It's going to be 64 different players, guys. So the odds are out because we did get the draw. And right now, Scheffler is your favorite. Of course, he won here last year. Plus 750. Rory McIlroy is at 11. Rahm is at 11. It jumps all the way to Cantlay at 18. Finau at 20. Xander at 22. Victor Hovland at 22. Max Homa at 22. Colin Morikawa at 25. Will Zalatoris 28, as is Tyrrell Hatton, as is Jordan Spieth, as is Cameron Young. Then we get to Sung J.M. at 35, Matt Fitzpatrick at 35, Jason Day at 35. You get some pretty juicy numbers on some quality players when we get into this 40-ish range, in which you see Sam Burns at 40, Tommy Fleetwood at 45, Hideki is at 50, you got Tom Kim at 55, Keith Mitchell, Ricky Fowler sitting at 60. So you can see like some pretty named guys in a field of only 64 players. But the problem is, of course, it's just the format. I mean, it's... You can play super well, but if the guy you're going up against plays better than you in that one round, it doesn't really matter, right? So it's just a different format and kind of a wonky thing for us to go and bet. Now, they did put out the groupings, and if you take a look, group one, and what they do is basically they put it 16 different groups, and if you are ranked 1 to 16, then you're like the top seed in that group. And then it goes to the second tier, and they put a second tier player in each one of the groups. And then they go third tier player in each one of the groups, et cetera, et cetera. So Scottie Scheffler's your number one overall seed. He is in group one. He's in a group with Tom Kim, Alex Noren, Davis Riley. Certainly a gettable group. John Rahm did not get a gettable group, unfortunately, even though he is the number two seed. His group, Billy Horschel, Keith Mitchell, and Ricky Fowler. I mean, Billy Horschel can drive anybody crazy if you play up against him. He plays so slow. He's kind of a weird dude, like all other things like that. Then Keith Mitchell, obviously kind of peaking right now and could surprise anybody in that group. And this is the best Ricky Fowler has played in years. So kind of a bum draw there for John Rahm to get Horschel, Mitchell, and Fowler in his group. Rory McIlroy, group three, with Keegan Bradley, Denny McCarthy, and Scott Stallings. Group four, Patrick Cantlay with Brian Harman, K.H. Lee, and Nick Taylor. That one seems definitely gettable for Cantlay. Group five, kind of a bummer for Max Homa. He is the five seed, but because of the way that Hideki's been playing lately, Hideki in his group as the 18 seed, then Kevin Kisner, then Justin Suh. And Justin Suh, of course, playing much, much better golf now, but he was ranked so low that he is now he's just the 63 seed in this thing. So Max Homa, kind of a bummer group there for his draw. Xander, Tom Hoagie, Aaron Wise, Cam Davis in group six, Zalatoris, Ryan Fox, Harris English, and Andrew Putnam there in group seven. It does make you wonder if Will Zalatoris is fully healthy. That is certainly a gettable group for him. Victor Hovland, Chris Kirk, Siwoo Kim, Matt Kuchar there for group eight in Victor Hovland's group. Group nine, Colin Morikawa, Jason Day, Adam Svensson, and Victor Perez. 10 is Finau, Kitayama, Adrian Meronk, and Christian Bezuidenhout. Now, that's a gettable group for Finau if Finau is playing his game. But as we know, Finau, man, is up and down here as of late. I don't think I could bet him with any sort of confidence, especially at the number that he's at. Matt Fitzpatrick, Sahith Theegala, Minwoo Lee, and J.J. Spaun are group 11. Jordan Spieth, Shane Lowry, Taylor Montgomery, Mackenzie Hughes, group 12. Of course, Shane Lowry could get Jordan Spieth and pick him off in that group. And then Taylor Montgomery certainly kind of a wild card in that group. Don't like that one. Probably wouldn't be picking anybody out of that one. Group 13, Sam Burns, Seamus Power, Adam Scott, Adam Hadwin. That's the group of death for these kind of middling dudes. And so nobody I'm looking at out of that. Any one of the four guys could win that group. Group 14, Tyrrell Hatton, Russell Henley, Lucas Herbert, and then Ben Griffin. Ben Griffin, depending on the odds, whenever they give the actual group odds, that one could be at least interesting for him there in group 14 as the lowest seed. I'm curious to see what odds they put on him. 15, Cam Young, Sepp Straka, Corey Connors, and Davis Thompson. Cam Young playing his best, obviously, is the class of that one. But hey, look, Corey Connors can just hit a bunch of fairways and just kind of keep it all in play and see if he can frustrate these guys into, you know, blowing up or missing one hole. Corey Connors could be an interesting one there in group 15. And then the last group, Sung JM, Tommy Fleetwood, JT Poston, and Mav McNealy. Now, over at DraftKings currently, they do have tournament winner and then final four odds, like top four. So just go in and you can take a look at those odds. They're going to continue to populate this with other odds throughout the course of today. Big reminder here, this thing starts Wednesday. Don't forget, this thing starts Wednesday, not Thursday. So be sure and get your picks in before Wednesday. We will be recording a little bit earlier tomorrow as well to make sure that we get you the full episode out and so that you can take a look at all of this. Now, for me, from a tournament winner standpoint, like I said, there is at least a couple of these groups that I'm going to avoid altogether. I mean, no way I'm picking anyone out of that group two with Rahm, Horschel, Mitchell, and Fowler. I mean, that's just, I mean, any one of those four guys for sure. Like, there's just no chance. You look at that Homa group that unfortunately he gets Suh and Matsuyama in that group. And then you kind of go down, like I said, I think there's two that I'm targeting at least early on. Cantlay, Harmon, Lee, Taylor, Cantlay, certainly the class of that group. And then Zalatoris, Fox, English, Putnam. If Zalatoris, I'm going to, you know, do a little bit more digging, but just to make sure that he's still saying that he's healthy. And if that's the case, Zalatoris certainly in that group is fairly interesting. As far as like an underdog goes in any of these groups, like I said, I just off the top here, off the cuff, Ben Griffin in that group with Hatton, Henley, and Herbert. Ben Griffin at the 62 seed could be an interesting one to come out of group 14. And then Corey Connors in that group with Young, Straka, and Thompson is certainly an interesting underdog as well. But we'll have our full breakdown here, guys, as we move into a Wednesday tee off here. So we'll have it to you a little bit earlier on Tuesday. Again, if you haven't gone in, rate, subscribe, all the different things like that, we do appreciate you helping us grow this thing. So if you don't mind doing that, helping us climb those charts, do appreciate it. And hopefully you were on Taylor Moore this past week and we can kind of move on, hopefully continuing to litter the top five. I mean, listen, we're not hitting outrights every single week, but we are certainly putting the guys up there in the top fives if we aren't hitting the outrights. So making some money along the way, as long as you're playing those placement markets like we preach over and over and over again. I will be back with Kelly and Wes tomorrow, and good luck on all of your bets here for the Dell Match Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.